This month on Grace for All, we are replaying some of our most listened to episodes. If you are enjoying these devotions and would like to have them in written form, our first 6 months of content is now available in print. You can find it by searching Grace for All, A Book of Daily Devotions by Jim Stovall on Amazon. As always, thank you for joining us, and we pray that you will be blessed.
Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Bernice Howard, your host for today's podcast. While Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud, a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17:5. Blaise Pascal lived in the 1600s and wrote, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." These words are so appropriate for today. Except we do sit still in rooms, though not in quiet, but with a device speaking to us. We are constantly bombarded with noise, news, and sound. God is not very likely to yell at us from a cloud as he did Peter. He is more likely to come to us as he did to Elijah on that mountain. Not in a windstorm, earthquake, or fire, but in a still, small voice. Without sitting in the quiet, how can we hear God's still, small voice? How can we listen to him? Jesus modeled this way of listening for us. He withdrew alone from the crowds and noise to pray. He listened and heard when God spoke in that still, small whisper. We must emulate Jesus. We need to withdraw, to be alone, to pray silently, and to listen for that still, small whisper. We need this daily. But we won't make it happen without disciplining ourselves, as Jesus did. Make a vow to withdraw, unplug, turn off the electronics, and find time to tune in to God. Just listen. He might be whispering right now. Let's pray. Dear God, plant the urge to hear you deep within our hearts. Inspire us to seek your voice over all the other noise clamoring for our attention. Help us to seek the quiet spaces that allow us to hear you more clearly. And having heard your voice, help us to live as Jesus did, with love and compassion for all. Amen.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.